Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
Big Booty is my kryptonite.
That boy's good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sports Daily with Bruce Hertl and Jacob Albrecht on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, welcome back to the show. What's on tap? Courtesy of our friends from Sidebox, the home of the Daily Lunch Special, Tyler Crossing, Kellogg and Tyler on Wichita's West Side. We're going to get into the NBA, two game sevens to digest, a game one in the Western Conference final with out some key headliners, but a headline was made, that's for sure, as we continue to watch the emerging stardom of just an absolutely fantastic player with the Suns and in Devin Booker. So we'll get to that as we roll here. The Hawks win last night in Game 7 in Philadelphia, where Atlanta wins for the third time on the road. And probably as the 76ers are being booed off the floor in their own building, maybe that ends up being more of the story nationally than it does the Hawks, their no-name roster outside of Trae Young, Nate McMillan coming in as head coach kind of in the middle or the early part of the season. A team that was six or seven games at one point under 500, now in the Eastern Final, along with the Milwaukee Bucks. And it, on top of it, Jacob, was a fantastic basketball game in which Trae Young really didn't even play in the way that we have become accustomed to. Still hit a couple of key shots at key times, but otherwise really didn't shoot the ball particularly well. And we've got some kid out of Maryland, for God's sake, scoring a career-high 27 points when he'd only been averaging about 12 a game. So it was a wild series with a really pleasing finish, unless you're a Sixers fan. God, the Atlanta Hawks are the story of this postseason to me.
I had to look up. I had to look him up, right? Herder? Right. I was like, who is this guy? Yeah,
Kevin Herder from Maryland. The only reason that I recognized him was because he was he was one of Mark Turgeon's guys from Maryland. And it's so, I mean, you know, in checking Turge over the years, you know, you check his team at Maryland and before that, A&M, where I think he had Chris Middleton, by the way, but be that as it may. This kid comes out of nowhere to score 27 points. Just chilled them.
So as I'm watching that game last night, I'm thinking what everybody's thinking. And it's like, and Kenny brought it up at halftime, like, why will Ben Simmons not try to take over offensively? Can't hit a free throws.
I mean, can't hit a three-pointer.
Hack a Ben sort of has the ability to come into play if they need it to. I get the things that he does, but my goodness, like, he's got to be willing to go get a shot or go do something offensively down the stretch. I don't know what you do. I mean, are the Sixers in a situation where in some ways they got to blow it up a little bit?
Yes.
And that team, that team's not going to win a title.
No, no. The process needs to be reimagined with Philly. They've come close, but and I don't know if you and I talked about it on Thursday. Paul and I may have talked about it on Friday. There's just not a high trust factor with the 76ers. And someone made the statement, you know, after the Hawks were beaten at home in game six, there were people talking about, like, well, that series is over. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. We're talking about the Sixers here. You can't put anything in the bank with the Philadelphia 76ers. Or you can get Joel Embiid is going to give you a bunch. And he gave you a bunch yesterday. There's no issue with Joel Embiid as long as he's playing. That's not an issue. But Simmons is a deterrent. 5 points. Now, he had 8 rebounds and 13 assists, and I'm not going to belittle those contributions. But we're talking about a guy that, Jacob, coming out of LSU, where, by the way, one of the top players in college basketball couldn't get them into the NCAA tournament. Boy, if that wasn't an indication of things to come, I don't know what has been. But we're talking about a guy that's potentially generational. That's what they were talking about with Ben Simmons. Averaged 14 points, 7 rebounds, and 7 assists. Pretty decent line, but he can't hit a 3-pointer. Over the series with Atlanta, can't hit a free throw. And you've got Doc Rivers afterwards taking questions about Ben Simmons' future in using terms I just don't know, man. Just don't know. That's not exactly a ringing endorsement, by the way, from a former point guard about his current point guard.
No, and I Ben Simmons is not, it's not like Ben Simmons doesn't, he's got a nice career ahead of him in the NBA.
Sure,
right?
He does.
Like he does
sure.
So many things well. But for this team, they have got to have somebody to complement Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is as good and as gifted a big man as we've seen in the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
No question. I mean, he's an old school guy that can stretch it out a little bit. I mean, he's incredible. Now, he can't stay on the floor all the time, and he, you know, he was almost the MVP this year, and he may have been had he played more games. But I look at that team, and the whole time when they were the one seed, I was like, yeah, no, I would take the Nets over them. I would take the Bucks over them,
sure,
at the minimum, and then we'd have to see how it falls. I certainly wasn't like, oh my gosh, Atlanta's for sure going to win that series. I didn't think that either. But
No. It's
just, you look at that and it's so odd with a star who's not willing. I mean, it looks like, it looks like he's not willing to take shots in big time situations.
Well, he passed up a dunk last night.
Joel Embiid pointed that out after the game without pointing it out directly. Like, that mm-hmm. was a swinging point in his opinion in the game, and he didn't call him out directly, but he called out that moment. And plenty of people now are watching for it and seeing the moments where Ben Simmons, who is probably the best athlete on the floor just about any time he's on the floor, doesn't take advantage of that. Look, you cannot be Ben Simmons and not figure out a way to be a better free throw shooter than he is. Right?
It's
today's NBA. How do you not at some point develop some semblance of a 3-point game?
It's hard to imagine.
They're so odd. It's so odd. I can't think of anybody else like that. That just those little, not little, they're not little. Free throws are, you know, kind of little. He's not like Shaq or some of the guys that are just so large and have such large hands that they can't, like, taking a jump shot is a foreign language. That's not the way that. He's not in that situation. I just, He's going to have to find a spot where he's like a really nice complimentary player for somebody. I feel like the 76ers probably need to look at it. And what do you think? I mean, I look at him and it's like, all right, we got Embiid, we got Curry. What else can we do here? Because right now they got to have Curry. They got to have some kind of shot maker.
I mean, I just don't think it involves Ben Simmons.
Gave it his best, but
no, absolutely. But that was kind of a nasty atmosphere afterwards, and Philly fans are notorious anyway. Yeah. And you know, I mean, you both
wear being jerks like badges of honor.
They do, and you tip your hat to their passion, and then you mm-hmm. kind of shake your head at it at the same time. But they boo him off the floor, and then they take it another step forward. They're throwing trash out onto the floor. I think Ben Simmons is done in Philadelphia.
I do too.
Now his contract is monstrous. I mean, we're talking he's a $30 million a year player, but I just don't see how they move forward with him. That's not a championship team. It's a get to the playoffs, mm-hmm. compete. Hey, they were the top seed in the East. You can't deny that, but it was not a team, and hasn't been a team that can win a championship. So it's fair to say, or at least to question, that this is where the process kind of has found its end, and I think that probably all involved need to shuffle the cards a little bit and look for a couple of different pieces. I agree with you. I think Ben Simmons goes on to have a nice career, maybe even better than a nice career if he gets a change of pace. But he's got to work on some things. I look at him and think, God, you're really not a guy that's progressed his game in terms of improving your weaknesses over the last 3 years. You're still the same kind of guy. You're not a good free throw shooter. You're not really a good three-point shooter. You don't have a three-point game. You're a great facilitator, and you've obviously got great size. You can mix it up. You can do some different things, but just don't see it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Don't see it. And I don't think Joel Embiid sees it either, to be honest.
No, I don't think he does. I wonder, Oklahoma City just made an interesting move, and Kemba Walker seems like to me mm-hmm. be a perfect fit in a place like Philadelphia, and maybe Oklahoma City has an opportunity to swap contracts and go get a player in Ben Simmons, whose future is probably a little bit brighter at this point than Kemba. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a deal now that can be flipped by Presti, and Ben Simmons fits with all the draft picks and young players and things that Oklahoma City has. Maybe that makes some sense. I've seen people look at that as a possible.
Yeah, maybe it does. Yeah, that's an interesting thought. I hadn't had that. So, because certainly the Celtics wouldn't have made the deal straight up with the 76ers.
No.
Because Kemba Walker would really help the 76ers a lot right now.
I feel like he's exactly what they need.
That's a really good player for them. You know who would help them? Fred VanVleet would help them.
Yeah, he ain't going nowhere. Yeah.
Oh, no, he's not going anywhere. But, I mean, that's the type of player that I think could really help a team.
Fred VanVleet may be the anti-Ben Simmons, for that matter.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Absolutely. Just
like nerves of steel, doesn't care, undersized, going to get in there no matter who it is. Nobody's going to take it away or tell him what to do. Yeah, like I can't think of a more opposite
player.
We'll
take a shot when he needs to. We'll score
even if
he
doesn't need to, if he thinks it's the shot. Like he's not afraid of anything. And I don't like saying Ben Simmons is afraid of it because I think that's too simplistic, but there's something
there. How do you explain the dunk? How do you explain the base? I mean,
I don't know how to explain.
I don't know how to explain
being,
that
being so obviously physically, like generationally gifted physically, and not being more willing to use that gift just to take it to the, you know, okay, fine. You don't want to shoot threes, fine. You don't.
Right.
You're not going to be a better free throw shooter, fine. But use that skill to just get to the rack. But the problem for him is he doesn't shoot free throws well. So
no, he doesn't.
Getting in there and just trying to, you know, get to the rack and make something happen, and worst case you get to the line, like that can't be a part of his game until he becomes a better free throw shooter.
Yeah.
So it's all right there. And again, it's obvious that he's insanely talented and really, really good, and he's a great rebounder, and he's a clearly a gifted passer. And at times shows us that he can be a good scorer, but you know, maybe a trip to a place like Oklahoma City where the spotlight doesn't shine quite as bright
a little bit, where the microscope's like not quite as focused. Yeah,
take some time.
I can see that.
Just we need you, Ben. Doesn't matter. We lose. We need you to be the guy that goes and pushes the issue offensively. Let's see if we can do that here. And then we've got all these other draft picks and pieces that we can build around you. It makes some sense. I get why I'm seeing a little bit of chatter that way. Kemba, I love Kemba Walker as a player. Now, I don't know what is going on late in his time there in Boston, but I you know, he's not going to change the franchise in Oklahoma City regardless.
No.
Ben Simmons could. I mean, he totally could.
Oh, I think you're right. Another game seven, Bucks win on the road in Brooklyn against the Nets.
Man.
What a game this was. And by the way, in overtime. This game had it all, man. Kevin Durant, just the freak that he is, and I say that in the most admirable, respective way, you know, drilling him for 48 and then in no legs. Hell, he plays for 53 minutes? No legs in the overtime, and he missed all seven of his shots. Then you've got Giannis going for 40 and 13, and the Bucks end up being the team that gets the road win. Series don't start until the team wins on the road. Well, it started and finished on the road. The Bucks get the win. Wow.
We are staring at a Final Four, Bruce. And I don't know who the odds-on favorite is. I would guess that it's the Bucks, but maybe it's Phoenix.
Phoenix. Yeah,
you never know. On the other side of it with the Clippers, because Kawhi's likely not going to be there. I don't – who is the favorite right now? Can the Hawks continue to stun the world? The Hawks – after what we've seen out of the Hawks, they could absolutely go through and beat the Bucks.
Well, sure
in the
they can.
Series.
So absolutely.
This is what, and I don't know what's better for the sport, but for my opinion, a Final Four like this, with no real good idea of how it's going to go, makes me want to watch every single game.
Yes.
If the Nets would agree.
We're
in there and healthier against the Hawks, I would say the Nets are going to win this thing, and they may blow through it. But I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, the storylines right now all across the board are really, really good. Giannis, right? That's the story in and of itself, and can the Bucks finally get over the hump? The Hawks are the true underdog, I think, of these four teams left.
Yes.
The Suns have been the underdog. But now if Chris Paul gets back, assuming he will at some point here, they may be the favorite. And then the Clippers, can Paul George finally just shoulder the load without Kawhi? And can they, who are even without Kawhi, still maybe as talented, I mean, honestly, as any team in here left? Right. I don't know. And I think it's going to be really good and continue a postseason that has, I don't know, but I mean, this postseason has reinvigorated my
love for the NBA in spades. Big no time. Question. And the emergence of Devin Booker as one of the great, really superstars in the NBA. I mean, it's pretty hard to deny at this point where Devin Booker's Q is. I mean, he's one of the most recognizable stars in this league. Of course, we've known him since his days at Kentucky, but my God, you talk about a guy that has continued to up the ante. The Suns are a fascinating team. CP3 obviously continuing in the COVID protocol, but he is now day-to-day, could perhaps play as early as tomorrow. It remains to be seen. But the Suns win 120 to 114 in that series. And by the way, you talk about a game of inches, and we talk about it all the time. It's a cliche in every single sport. How about the 1 inch or half inch or so of Kevin Durant's foot on the line on the shot at the end of regulation that could have won him the game?
My jaw was dropped at that for a while, and I mean that literally. When he hit that shot, I just sat there and thought, oh my God, the poor Bucks. That's the first thing I thought about was poor Bucks. And it was, I don't even know if it was half an inch, man. It was close.
Oh, it was clear.
It was,
it was
obviously on the line, but it was about as close as you can get. And just, man, geez, Kevin Durant, have some court awareness, right? Just kidding. I love Kevin Durant. He's so good.
I like Kevin Durant too. And he was another guy afterwards that was almost funny about it. You know, he was talking about his big blank foot, you know, and I mean, it's like, what more can a guy do?
He couldn't have given that game any more. And to Harden's credit, Harden went for 53 minutes too. Like, I got no issue with the way the Nets season ended. None whatsoever. And you know, good luck rest of the league if they're fully healthy together for a season. Because, I mean, they're going to be incredible. It's nice to see again, like, oh, yeah, that's right. Kevin Durant is one of the best players that's ever played this game.
Oh, and, my God, he's fantastic.
And let's be glad we've got him because he's fun to watch.
No question. All right, we'll get to a little baseball when we come back. OTD is on the horizon as well, courtesy of our friends from Superior Wrench, your equipment rental headquarters. Jad Chambers producing. Albrocht and Hurdle with you to start a Monday. Good to have you with us as we continue right here on your sports station, KFH.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.